This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. This hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, we're going to talk to Dr. Joy Brown about what happens to you when a friend turns on you. Have you had that happen to you? Have you had friendship end? Remember my expression, my learning how to spell friend? A friend is a friend till the end. So maybe that person isn't a friend, but we'll find out how to deal with that later, Joy. One of my favorites on the radio, favorite colleagues. Rich McFadden, another one of my favorite colleagues. Jennifer Horn, one of my favorite colleagues. Ken Kessler, one of my favorite colleagues. And yours, too, I hope, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. All right, let's spend a little time talking about Robert O'Neill. You know who Robert O'Neill is?
Bob?
Robert O'Neill? O'Neill, the former SEAL who wrote the book.
Yeah.
Oh, that guy.
All right. So he's the one who's revealed as the shooter of Osama bin Laden. He's the one who wrote the book, right? Or is there somebody else who wrote the book and then outed this guy as the shooter?
No, I think it was him that wrote the book.
All right, let's see if we can dig around in this a little bit, Richie. Here is some info actually presented as a bio for this guy who was a keynote speaker at a trade show.
Amongst Navy SEALs, the best and bravest make their way to SEAL Team 6, the most selective and celebrated unit in our military. Robert O'Neill spent 8 of his 16 years as a SEAL as an operator and team leader with the legendary Naval Special Warfare Development Group, where he led the most elite servicemen and was involved in the nation's most challenging, clandestine, storied, and important military campaigns of our time. O'Neill is a veteran of more than 400 combat missions across 4 different theaters of war, spanning over 10 years of armed conflict. With most of his career shrouded in a classified cloak, O'Neill was the man on the ground we have never heard of, but know exists. He was one of the quiet professionals performing the most difficult tasks in the most difficult circumstances, serving his remarkable career in the shadows and keeping America safe in the process. One of the nation's most decorated veterans, O'Neill has been decorated more than 52 times, with honors including 2 Silver Stars, 4 Bronze Stars with Valor, a Joint Service Commendation Medal with Valor, 3 Presidential Unit Citations, and a Navy Commendation Medal with Valor. And he has a laundry list of unbelievable certifications. Robert O'Neill is a living embodiment of the qualities and characteristics of the bravest men and women who have served America.
So, okay. Are we supposed to know? Yeah, it's impressive, but I don't. This guy is like running for senator. It's not like he's a politician. I don't know that I want my people who are doing stuff like this that much out in the public. Is it just me? There's something that makes me uncomfortable.
Here's the thing: is they asked the father, Tom O'Neill, whether he's worried, and I don't know why he says, I'm not worried about ISIS coming after us.
ISIS isn't going to be the problem.
Right. Al-Qaeda's going to come in. He says, I'll paint a big target on my front door and say, come and get us.
Really?
A lot bigger ones than I got.
What's the weapon of choice for a sniper? What do they use, those snipers?
It's some kind of a long-range rifle, but...
There's a new movie with Bradley Cooper... It's coming out on Christmas Day, if you can imagine anything more horrific than that, about a sniper, an American sniper, true story, who killed some kid. And it's a whole, manipulative piece, it looks like. Anyway, at least I thought the trailer was pretty manipulative. Whether the movie is or not remains to be seen. Manipulative in that the opinion that you get is that, okay, all our snipers are bad because they shoot kids.
No. This is the story of Chris Kyle.
Well, but he shot a kid, didn't he?
I don't know about shooting a kid, but Chris Kyle has 160 confirmed kills.
I understand that. But that's so trying. What's the?
And he was the one. Chris Kyle was the one that was killed when he was trying to help a PTSD. A guy who returned from the military and had PTSD, mm-hmm. and they were at a shooting range in Texas.
The movie doesn't give you that, or at least the trailer doesn't give you that. That's not what you. That isn't what I came away with anyway. So it'll be interesting to see how the movie actually shows the story. Anyway,
no, it's definitely not trying to take down Chris Kyle.
This movie isn't?
No.
How do you know?
Because it's based on the book, and well, Chris Kyle's got a book called
The
American
Last
Sniper.
Frame. In the trailer, has him pulling the trigger as he's focused on a boy carrying something that looks like a bomb. That's the last thing
that's
you
possible.
See.
That's quite possible. In Afghanistan, they get 10, 12, 15-year-old boys to go blow up
American
troops.
You're missing my point. My point is that the movie plays with the truth, if in fact what you've said is the truth. I have no reason to doubt you. I don't know anything about this guy. But what you're telling me is that he is one of the best.
He is the best.
The best. Okay.
Bar none.
So then the color that you come away with by watching the trailer is that he is a guy who shoots kids. That's the manipulative way that you just gave me something to think about that's based on what you know about this fellow.
Or that he is a guy that had to shoot a kid to save
it's never pretty, that
troops'
no.
wives.
However, but that isn't what you get out of watching that trailer.
Really?
That's all I'm telling you. I don't know.
That's not what you got out of
that
trailer.
That isn't what I got. Right. Okay. That is not what I got out of the trailer. Correct, Richie. Let's see if we can get out of Dr. Ken in a moment here on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
And now, the lens of liberty. Here is 13-year-old Olivia Kriebel.
If you saw someone risking the safety of others, what would you do? Engage them? Stop them? It may seem like a natural thing to do, but it's actually quite rare. Many people don't want to risk confrontation, but when we look at it through the lens of liberty, we understand that looking out for your community and solving your own problems is a fundamental part of the American identity. I saw people texting while driving, and I knew it was dangerous. I wanted to do something about it. I designed handheld stop signs that read, "Stop texting, we see you." Every time you see someone texting and driving, a passenger in the car can hold up the sign to let the offender know that it's not okay. It's dangerous enough on the roads without people breaking the law by texting. I'm standing up for my community. Will you?
For more information on the Kriebel Foundation's Lens of Liberty program and how you can get involved, visit lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, time now for Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with his weekly overview of a lot of information from the medical world, including an overview of this week's election and how it may affect your health. So where do we go with that, Ken?
Hi, Doug. Yes. Well, Obamacare will not be repealed in the next 2 years because there are not enough Senate votes to override a presidential veto. But there may be some changes selectively from the law. For example, there's this tax on medical devices, and there's a big effort to try to repeal.
That's what you have to pay as a doctor, right?
Well, it's what anyone who buys a medical device has to pay this 2.3% excise tax on all medical devices. It's a provision that potentially pays for much of the health care law. It costs thousands of jobs. It limits investment in research and impedes, Doug, new product development. And there's a lot of effort to try to get rid of this.
Yeah, I thought that's the first thing they were going to try and roll back in the Obamacare.
Also, the individual mandate. Very unpopular across the country, and this is going to be an area of huge debate, and I'm sure that they're going to pass this in both houses, and then they're going to present it to the president and see if he vetoes it. Expanding Medicaid, this is kind of a very difficult thing for the states. The president made it easy the first year or two to pay for it, but then the states have to pick it all up. It's very challenging for many of the states. Also, increasing regulation on providers. You know, last Friday night, this is how they do it. They dropped 3,000, almost 3,000 new pages of regulations on Medicare to affect all the providers, and this has just made all of our heads expand.
So let's underscore what Ken just said. There are new Medicare rules that came out at the end of business Friday. 3,000 pages.
New pages.
How in the name of God does any government function with that kind of red tape? Or anybody
function? And these are new pages.
Oh, man. Oof. All right. 8 million women have skipped cervical cancer screenings. Why?
Doug, as many as 8 million adult women who should be screened for cervical cancer have not had the checkup in the past 5 years, and they're missing a chance to prevent or treat the disease before it could kill them. More than half of women diagnosed with cervical cancer have never or rarely been screened. A pap smear or a test for a human papillomavirus, HPV, that causes cervical cancer can catch it early while it's still curable or even prevent cancer. Women aged 21 to 65 should get either a pap smear or a test for a human papillomavirus every 3 years. Women over 65 who have had 3 clear screens in a row are told they don't need the test anymore. This is a little controversial. I think there's an issue of cost, transportation, just uneasiness. You know, this is not the most pleasant thing for women, but this is a preventable cancer. Please, if it's indicated, get it done.
All right, Dr. Ken, as a cardiologist, has been speaking on the air about Heart Factors Plus for a long time on the radio, to the point that Heart Factors Plus is the number one selling supplement in terms of what we've talked about and what people have bought over the years. Why is Heart Factors Plus so easy for people to understand?
Doug, to every man out there and the women who care about them, it's a time to improve your life and body, starting at the powerhouse of it all, your heart. Maybe you suffer from poor circulation, blood pressure issues, even performance in the bedroom. Heart Factors Plus can help. Listen to Paul from New Jersey. I'm very satisfied with Heart Factors Plus. Not only has it restored my blood pressure to a healthy level, it has decreased the swelling in my feet. I will definitely reorder Heart Factors Plus. It's an astounding all-around cardiovascular supplement, Doug, with an effective combination of all natural ingredients shown to improve blood flow, which means healthy blood pressure levels, improve sexual function, and increase circulation throughout the body.
All right. Note the number for Heart Factors Plus is 800-621-6313. Try Heart Factors Plus, absolutely risk-free. Monitor your heart or your blood pressure. Keep it where it is if it's good. Make it better if it's not good. 800-621-6313. Heart Factors Plus, 800-621-6313.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
We're going 0900 at Jay Gate. Whoa. What do you think, Buzzy Boy? Are you be enough?
I might be. It all depends on what 0900 means.
Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter.
How did you learn to do that?
What?
The talking thing.
Oh, same way you did, I guess. Mama, Dada, honey, you pick it up.
Here comes the sun.
You can just freeze live TV? That's insane.
What, you don't have anything like that?
We have HIVO, but it's a disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease.
Sheryl Crow with her cover of Here Comes the Sun, which was used in the movie The Bee Movie, number one movie this week in 2007. So this is a seven-year-old movie. My heavens, how does time fly? Like the bee flies, the bee movie.
This one didn't win it over with me.
Didn't like it?
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it. I kind of like listening to the audio sometimes. Without.
It's disregarded as okay.
Just okay, really?
Yeah.
See, Chuck Curry, who's much better than just okay, is here. He's our movie man, responsible for all things video, DVD, you name it. All right, so Chucker. I've noticed that Mark Wahlberg is going to be the star of a new movie called The $6 Billion Man, which sounds like an improvement from The $6 Million Man. Is that true?
Well, the 70s show, the TV show of the 1970s, which starred Lee Majors,
right,
who had bionic powers, was a $6 million man. I guess they took in the account of inflation over 40-something years, so they're going to call it the $6 billion man. Mark Wahlberg will star, and Peter Berg, who directed him in Lone Survivor, he's a pretty talented director, is going to helm that project. Mark Wahlberg makes about four big films a year. You know, Sony looked at Mark Wahlberg's career, say, 15 to 20 years ago and said, this guy's going to be a major, major player in the business. He probably would have said, maybe not, but he's lived the American dream and had...
Coming from where he come, a guy in the hood who almost killed a guy in his neighborhood, I mean, you got to have a lot of respect. He's turned his life around.
In December, his latest movie comes out, which is a remake of the 1970 film The Gambler, which starred James Caan. It was a really, really good film about a high school professor or college professor who has a serious gambling addiction.
I thought that was Kenny Rogers.
That was a TV movie. much more light affair. This is much darker territory, the James Gunn and this remake than the Kenny Rogers stuff. Anyway, this is the launch of where Hollywood releases its bigger guns for the holiday season. Two movies big open this weekend, Doug. First is Chris Nolan's Interstellar, starring Matthew McConaughey, Anne Hathaway, Michael Caine. It's expected to have a $50 million plus opening weekend. Also expected to have a $50 million plus opening weekend is Disney's newest animated movie, Big Hero, which is from the producers of Frozen. A couple of Disney announcements in the last 24 hours. Disney announced that they're going to make Toy Story 4 for a June 16, 2017 release. Tom Hanks and Tim Allen will be back to voice Woody and Buzz Lightyear. Getting that paycheck, Doug, has to be better than a CD because they must make a ton of money.
They announced the release date that early?
They have the release dates all in place. Well, that's the way the business works. They, right when they announce the project, they pretty much have the release date in place. It's sort of a timing mechanism to get the actors and directors and screenwriters prepped for the release date. And I'm sure you mentioned it. The title for the new Star Wars movie is Star Wars The Force Attacks, which I like that subtitle.
That's Force a great Awakens subtitle. Or The Force Attacks? Which is it?
Awakens. I'm sorry. No. My bad. Hold on.
Right. The Force Awakens. Just am looking at the story we have at DougStephan.com. About this. It really is pretty interesting how much attention is being given. You talk about an opening. This thing is going to have to be the biggest opening in ever. When this thing comes out, it'll kill everything else. I don't like to use that term. It'll be bigger than anything else that has ever been released, I'm going to bet. Yes or no on me?
I'm going to agree with that.
I'm looking forward to that myself.
But I want to see the Matthew McConaughey thing. Try to do that.
I'll let you know last thing Monday.
Yeah. All right, Chucker, good job. Chuck Curry is our movie man, responsible for a blog called Entertainment Today and Beyond. You can check it out at DougStephan.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at gcnlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at gcnlive.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Laura Sherris of Lady Talk Live. With the current threat of epidemics and pandemics threatening us and medical resources dwindling, it's time we protect ourselves. That's why I use Youngevity's immune booster, Beta 500. Beta 500 is the most powerful immune system booster you can buy. This proprietary blend provides the most studied and proven immune system booster available. Order now. Call 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-5239.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. Feels like
time to expand my mind and yours on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Another chapter here with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, and Uncle Dougley, that's what they call me, the nieces and nephews, Uncle Dougie.
The hangar that housed Virgin Galactic's ill-fated Spaceship 2 has an empty space in it, but there is another hangar down the road where technicians are working on the next ship, an identical ship being built, the original space plane, built to take paying customers on short rides into suborbital space. Met a fate last Friday that wasn't good. However, they will not stop. They're going to move because they figured out what the problem was. It was pilot error. You'll be sure that'll never happen again.
Right.
So the surviving pilot planned to test the so-called feathering tail system as part of the test flight. The co-pilot worked it too soon, wasn't ready. And so the plane disintegrated, basically. Pilot was able to eject, the co-pilot did not. So now there's this whole, this rather interesting and I think appropriate discussion about what is going on in space. It's time we went back to space, whether it be private or public. There's a lot of discussion this week, although you wouldn't know that there is because of all of the hoopla about the election. By the way, Dr. Joy Brown, when a friend turns on you in a couple of minutes. Anyway, the essence of what's going on the public side of things You've been following this, Richie? I think you...
Well, what I find amazing is this guy ejected at 50,000 feet.
Imagine that.
Can you imagine? Holy moly.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you is that they would
That's
be raining right behind
up,
me because I would be pee-peeing on
Well, let me tell you something. That seat would be unusable
up.
By the time they got to me.
Yep.
So why did Wendy Davis lose in Texas? She was running for governor. I thought she was quite an attractive candidate. Is it because she's a Democrat? Because what do you
she's
mean?
She's annoying, and she's just
she's
not,
annoying.
Yeah.
Why is she annoying?
Because
she doesn't
annoying.
Agree with you?
Yeah, exactly. And
really?
Those are the people of Texas, obviously,
yeah,
would have
apparently.
Elected her.
She didn't really do well.
No, she didn't do well at all.
She, what do you
Here's the headline in Mother Jones this week. Mm. Wendy Davis spent $36 million and all she got was this lousy landslide. Now what?
Well, she worked at it for 13 months. She's on the trash heap.
Good job, Wendy.
Failed tactics, unmet goals, and muddled messages. An embarrassing defeat, so says Reuters. That was the verdict. I thought you there was something there, but apparently...
You just like her because she's a blonde woman
right.
in a pink suit.
No, I didn't like her.
Time
I liked her because she stood up for things, whether
for
I
what?
Agreed with what she stood up for or not.
Abortion?
I'd like that she stood up for it. Well, I think that that's really probably what did her in, frankly. She didn't really do a good job of explaining her message, so that's how everybody... That was
well,
the message.
She had
that's
12 she hours got. To do it. I mean, she filibustered for
months.
12 hours
right.
to, you know, explain her position on abortion.
That's so what's the message here for people who are like, see, this goes back to what you're really missing in what I'm saying here, is that a lot of people in the so-called snooze media are taking this as, see, women can't win in the South. Really?
Oh, no, that's not true.
True.
Mary,
true.
Did Mary
like
what happened in the...
Mary Landrieu won.
Did she finally pull it out?
Yep, she won.
Now, here's a woman that's a disgrace. Why did she win?
She because she brings home the bacon to Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. Well, there
and
you
that's
go.
What she promised. That she went on a couple of week binge of saying, I'm going to bring home the bacon. I have the experience to bring home the bacon for Louisiana.
Right. And she does, apparently.
She does.
Right. All right, so there's that. Let's see here. What else we got at DougStephan.com? Here's the story of a man at North Carolina, pastor, as a matter of fact, went to Olive Garden. He took their never-ending pasta pass, literally. Name is Alan Martin. Eaten at Olive Garden twice a day, every day, for the past 6 weeks. Only spent $100.
Ugh.
The pass that they offer, limited quality, a quantity of 1,000. So you can... you can buy a pass for 1,000 meals.
No, they
is
have a limited quantity of 1,000 cards.
Oh,
right.
And you better spend $100 for it, right?
Right.
Okay. He ate his 100th meal at the Olive Garden near his home. Gluten-free rigatoni with spicy meatballs.
He's lightening things up a little.
This is great.
Hey, it's a deal. 100 meals.
And let me tell you something. You don't think Olive Garden is loving this?
That's great promotion.
Oh, sure it is.
Right. Cheap promotion, in fact, right?
Says he's eaten over $1,600 worth of food.
Pasta pass.
And only paid $100.
Eats at the restaurant twice a day. All right. So our poll today at DougStephan.com.
That's hysterical.
How often do you eat at your favorite restaurant? Last night, Meredith and I went over to a little place called Bullfinch's, which is fast becoming a nice stop for us. Nice little restaurant. Been there, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago. We were there last time. So how often do you eat at your favorite restaurant? Almost every day? At least once a week? Almost, let's see, once or twice a month? Once in a while? I don't have a favorite restaurant. All right, so Jen, where do you come on this? Bob's Big Boy. How often
oh,
do you
God.
Eat there?
I've been there twice this week. I had two lunch meetings, and that's like my dad's favorite
spot.
Bob's
Big Boy for lunch meetings?
Whatever, yeah.
This is high dollar stuff.
Now, when this is the joke.
Great.
Her father and I and Jennifer, well, we get together frequently for lunch or sometimes breakfast, and we always go to Bob's Big Boy. It's one of those.
You guys are rollers.
Used to be Dimmians, remember?
Right, yeah.
Back in the
Los Angeles, you're taking a bomb. Yeah, big boy, big all time. The restaurants out there.
Yeah.
Hey, so this guy weighs, he's 5'11", weighs 212 pounds.
There you go.
The weighs the same as when he started. He has not gained any weight.
Really?
He says that the pasta bowl with toppings is 500 to 600 calories.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And eats a breadstick.
The doctor doesn't know about the pasta diet yet, he said. He's been taking vitamins since he started his campaign. I'm going to let him fix me if I'm broken. See, that's what's wrong with the whole medical system. You abuse yourself, and then you expect your doctor to fix what's wrong with you. It's not his responsibility to fix what's wrong with you. It's your responsibility to fix what's wrong with you.
Before this, he won free breakfast for a year at Chick-fil-A.
Oh, my God. Score, dude. You think he has a medical marijuana card, be honest?
Oh, my God.
The whole plan comes crashing down November 9th when it ends.
There you go. Well, he's had a good run.
I have no idea what I'm going to eat for lunch on Monday, he says.
Mm-hmm. Yep. All right, this, where are we? 17 before the hour. Dr. Joy Brown with us in a moment. What happens when you are, you're befriended by a friend?
When your BFF dumps you?
When your best friend isn't your best friend any longer. How do you deal with that? We'll talk about that in a moment. Dr. Joy Brown, up next here on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts, and I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is 13-year-old Olivia Kriebel.
If you saw someone risking the safety of others, what would you do? Engage them? Stop them? It may seem like a natural thing to do, but it's actually quite rare. Many people don't want to risk confrontation, but when we look at it through the lens of liberty, we understand that looking out for your community and solving your own problems is a fundamental part of the American identity. I saw people texting while driving, and I knew it was dangerous. I wanted to do something about it. I designed handheld stop signs that read, "Stop texting, we see you." Every time you see someone texting and driving, a passenger in the car can hold up the sign to let the offender know that it's not okay. It's dangerous enough on the roads without people breaking the law by texting. I'm standing up for my community. Will you?
For more information on the Kriebel Foundation's Lens of Liberty program and how you can get involved, visit lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right. right, let's get to Dr. Joy and her weekly message for us. Dr. Joy Brown is the best on the radio. Well, actually, she's the only one anymore because the other one went to a satellite, right? Couldn't hack anymore. How many, at what point were there a number? Did you like the way I said that? How many shrinks were there on the air? There was a time.
There have been two peaks. The one was originally in about the, mid-'80s. Right?
70s, 80s, yeah.
No later than that. Mid-'80s, there were, I think at the high point, there were something like 80-something of us. And then there was another bimodal peak in the mid some early 90s.
Right.
And there were about 50 then.
They were individual on individual stations as well as national. There was another.
Well, you have to remember when all this started, there was not satellites. So right. If you had a station, you had a station. That was it.
What was Grant? Was Tony Grant sort of doing this kind of stuff? She was,
yeah.
Wasn't she?
Yeah.
And then who were some of the others?
Sonia Friedman.
Oh, God, I remember her.
David Viscott.
Yep, he's passed. You and he were friends, weren't you?
Yeah, I knew him. Yeah, I knew Tony and Sonia better because I'd done. You know, Tony was the one.
This guy was working at KBC when I was there. That's right.
Yeah.
Who else?
I'm trying to think who else there was. Those were sort of the major ones.
Mm.
I would train them. I would, you know, I would go and give a message at the American Psych Association, and I would have like 50 people saying, "Can you tell me how to take your job away from you?" And I would, you know, I would tell them the best I could.
And who's left standing? Oh, gee, it's Joy Brown.
It is.
Amazing how that works.
Yeah.
Sitting. All right, her phone number, call her any day, any time of the day with a question. She'll answer it on the air from noon until 3. Find out where she is or listen to her directly at drjoy.com. The number to call for a connection, you can send her an email at drjoy.com or you can call 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-DR-JOY for that connection. So I'm thinking about hurt. This is not my story, but it is a story that you have heard from people when they lose a friend because friends are so hard to come by. Yep. I think that most people confuse acquaintances and friends because I don't think if you're a real friend, it's like when you love somebody, if you really love somebody, you always will love them no matter
what. Well, but you may not always be able to get along with them.
Right. So friends, this is how I learned how to spell this. I've told you this before. F-R-I-E-N-D. Friend is a friend till the end. Are they really?
Well, yes and no. First of all, I think you're asking three or four different things, of course, in the same sentence. Number one, if you love somebody, we always love them. And I think the answer is sort of regarded maybe. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that you're necessarily going to get along with them. I mean, they're people that I think you and I can probably figure out that we're going to love to our dying day, but we can't be around them.
Right.
They're just too toxic for whatever reason. Mm-hmm. So does that mean we love them any less? Well, it means we probably like them a lot less. But love may be one of those things that is a tattoo on your heart, you know. You may just not be able to get rid of it. All right, so number two.
Etched forever in my heart.
Yeah, yes. And you should probably have a couple of bruises, you know, cardiac bruises before you shuffle off or you haven't taken enough chances.
I think we've got that. Yeah, okay. I think we've got that part of it down.
All right, good. Yeah, you're a pro at that. All right,
thank you.
So you're welcome. So then the question is, if you're a friend, are you going to be a friend forever? And I, first of all, I agree with you. I think that we confuse acquaintanceship and friendship. But I think you can have friends in the same way, because I think with our friends, we tend to not only like them but love them, or not only love them but like them. But I think friendship, like anything else, can go through times where whatever it was that you had in common sort of changes, that one of you gets married, one gets divorced, one has kids, one doesn't, one travels, one wins the lottery. And I think those things can be very hard on a friendship, because friendship, unlike almost any other relationship, is based on some level of equality. There shouldn't be, in really good friendships, any power differential. So when situations change, that can affect the equilibrium, and that's going to affect the friendship.
Mm-hmm.
But there is that sense, too. I've had it. I think as women, we tend to value friendships hugely.
Yeah.
And although I know I have a number of women friends who, if there's a man in their life, if you're their friend, you are dropped. And part of it's timing. Mm-hmm. I don't know if part of it is an underlying sort of fear of competition. But as far as I'm concerned, those people instantly move down to acquaintanceship. Mm-hmm. But there is also, I've had the experience of introducing two of my really good friends to each other. And it turns out they actually liked each other better than me, which actually made some sense. They actually, both of them are kind of low-key people. And as you know, I have all this energy. And so the three of us were going on vacation together, and the two of them ended up hanging out at the pool all the time, and I was climbing mountains. So, and there was a part of me for a moment that thought, well, geez, what am I, chopped liver? Mm-hmm. And what I sort of realized is that the things that I liked about them, they also liked about themselves. But I think if you're going through a time with a friend that the two of you are having some trouble, the first thing you do are is honest about it, because friendship is based on honesty. It doesn't mean brutality. It doesn't mean saying you're a creep. It means saying, you know, I had a friend once who was older than I was, and I said, you know, I do all the calling. It would be nice if you occasionally called me. It doesn't have to be one-to-one, but occasionally call me. And that actually did strengthen the relationship. So quite often you can negotiate, or even call me and I'll help you with it.
All right. There's Dr. Joy asking for you to call her if you have problems with your relationship and friendships. 855-99-DR-JOY anytime, day or night, or visit her at drjoy.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, proflowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to proflowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. What Money Pit phone number should I call if I have a problem around my house? Here's the number, 888-666-3974, which is translated from 888-MONEY-PIT. MoneyPit.com is a website for Tom Kreidler and Leslie Segretti, who do this fabulous, this fantastic, this over-the-top weekend program focusing on what the heck are you doing to yourself and your house. All right, so let's get to some of the people who are listeners to us and to you in a moment with questions about how we may fix some of the problems you have around your house. Coming right up here on Good Day.
Lumber Liquidators, America's largest specialty flooring store, is using our buying power to offer great deals on over 230 hardwood and laminate floors just in time for the holidays. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for $159 a square foot. That's more than half off other stores. Save up to 43% on our thickest and best laminates. Plus, attach padding at no extra cost. And get other incredible flooring deals. Plus, 18-month special financing. Get to your local store. These deals are going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Right now, you're thinking about the car in front of you that left its blinker on. Blink, 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 blink for the last 5 miles. Well, snap out of it, because what you should be thinking about is switching to GEICO and saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance. You can access GEICO online, over the phone, or even on the mobile app, and it's so easy you can do it in the blink of an eye. See what I did there?
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit GEICO.com.
Yada,
yada, yada.
Okay, Robert writes to Tom Kreidler that he's putting his house on the market. Wants to know if it's worth it to have a home inspection done before listing it. You used to be a home inspector. What say you on that?
Well, I would recommend it these days before you put the house on the market for a couple of very good reasons. First of all, you're going to find out, Robert, what the condition is of that home in the eyes of a professional home inspector, and that information gives you power. For example, if you find out that there's a defect in your house that would normally come up on a home inspection report, you have at that moment the opportunity to either fix it or disclose it. When a problem comes up when the buyer's home inspector is involved, there's a lot of drama and stress and tension in the transaction, and the buyer is always thinking you're going to take the cheapest way out to fix it, and you know, it's just not a good time to have these things happen. So if you get it done early, you're going to know what's going on and be able to fix it or disclose it at your own leisure.
Tom, what's the likelihood that if you have an inspection done before you put it up for sale, that the buyer would be accept that inspection? Most of them would still bring in our own inspector.
Yeah, and I think it's dangerous for you to want them to accept that inspection. You don't want to take responsibility for that inspection for the buyer. Mm. Let the buyer get their own experts. Okay. You know, it would be really a bad idea.
All right, next question from a lady who has a toilet that lets out a shrieking high-pitched tone whenever water is running anywhere else in the house. Mm. What the heck is causing that?
Get your dog out of the toilet.
Yeah, exactly. Generally, this high-pitched shrieking is caused by a valve somewhere that's gone bad. When the valve goes bad, the seat sometimes will vibrate when the water goes through it, and that can make that shrieking sound.
The seat is either leather or rubber, right?
That's right. Usually. Exactly. We're talking about the valve. Not the toilet seat.
No, that's a big deal. This is a little circular. It's kind of like an O-ring.
Yeah, it's like a washer with a hole.
You wouldn't see unless you took the valve apart.
I would eliminate the possibility of the fill valve causing some of this by replacing the valve inside the toilet, because that's very inexpensive and easy to do.
All right. Next, from Peggy. She has a painter. They get lots of primer on the hardwood floors, thinking we would cover them with carpet.
Duh.
Should it be sanded off or stripped before sanding?
Peggy apparently hired the only painter that does not come prepared with drop cloths. You know, I don't care if it's a subfloor, you know. You've got to cover the floors when you paint. The thing is, if you're going to sand it anyway, I don't think he's caused a lot of harm here, unless, of course, it got into the grooves between the boards, which makes it really hard. I would go ahead and sand it off. And don't do that sanding project yourself. Don't, you know, rent a sander, because those belt sanders for hardwood floors.
Lots of dust in the house.
Well, they take a lot of skill, Doug. I mean, you know what?
Every Tom, Dick, and Harry that's a fireman turns out to be a painter. And we have a job going on in one of the barns here. It has fresh wood that needs to have a varnish, and it ought to be a $200 job, maybe $1,000. But, you know, the right people at the right price get it done for that. Some guy came in yesterday and wanted $20,000. $10,000, for doing, like, I mean, this guy, this is a $1,000 job at most. But if people don't know, I mean, this is, painters really can be gougers. So
the only thing that he got was called out on the radio.
Right, and not the job. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael 48. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound, and recording.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee.
If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.